It's a Monday morning at the Yaoundé Central Hospital. It's one of the busiest days of the week for the doctors and nurses who work here. Hundreds of sick people wait for their turn in one of the consultation rooms. For many, their fate is known in advance. One in four will be diagnosed with malaria. Malaria is a leading cause of death and hospital visits in the country. Victims are mostly children and pregnant women. Everyone in Cameroon is considered at risk. Last year, the disease inflicted more than 1.8 million people. Sunny and humid, most of Cameroon is a breeding ground for anopheles mosquitoes that transmit the malaria parasite. The country's 20 million people are now on the front line of the war on malaria in Africa. Dr. Esther Tala is the manager of the Cameroon Coalition Against Malaria and a major player in the struggle against the disease. She says the war is being won by expanding effective prevention and treatment.
In malaria, once you invest on the right things that we know work for malaria prevention and control, then we see the results immediately. The world has shown and repeatedly proven that when we adopt the habit of sleeping under mosquito net and that you achieve universal coverage, you see a drop in the incidence of malaria. The country decides that they want to do indoor residual spraying and they do it effectively. You see a drop in the incidence of malaria. In some cases, countries decide to combine indoor residual spraying and sleeping under long-lasting insecticidal mosquito nets.
The government and NGOs like Tala's coalition distributed more than 8 million long-lasting insecticidal nets nationwide. The government has also scaled up affordable treatment using a combination of anti-malaria drugs including artemisinin. Together, they attack the reproductive cycle of the malaria parasite, thereby curing and reducing transmission at the same time. As part of the push to end malaria, patients pay less than $1 for several days' treatment. Pregnant women and children under the age of 5 are treated for free. Health officials say universal protection and effective treatment are paying off. Doctors across the country are seeing fewer and fewer patients each year. Cases reported by hospitals dropped to 28% in April 2012 from 30% in April 2011. The National Malaria Control Committee's reports show a steady fall since the end of 2008 when the sickness rate was around 44.5%. But the gains remain fragile. In most of Cameroon, poor drainage leaves standing water in which mosquitoes breed. Health workers say many people have nets but are not using them. The mosquitoes are also developing resistance to insecticides. Tala says such problems are being tackled.
The National Malaria Control Program has conducted studies and we have a map of resistance of insecticides by the anopheles mosquito that transmits malaria. And there is a plan to follow up on that and put in place a system that ensures that that is taken into account. Where you have resistance to X insecticide, that is, anopheles is resistant to X insecticide. When you are doing indoor residual spraying in that part of the country, you don't use the insecticide that anopheles is resistant to. But if you have to use that one, then you do combination of insecticides. And then for the mosquito nets, there's just one family of insecticide that is used to produce a long-lasting thing that even when there is resistance, the nets are still effective. So people should still sleep under the mosquito net. And the people who produce the nets, they are conscious of the cases of resistance, so they are now coming with a third-generation net that combines two products.
Cameroon hopes to reduce malaria incidence in the country by 50% in a few years. For the first time, campaigners are already talking about ending the scourge. But to eradicate malaria in Cameroon, Tala says the public must play its part. Early treatment, correct use of long-lasting insecticidal mosquito nets, and hygienic living can greatly reduce new infections. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé, Cameroon.